The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Oh, hello. Thanks for clicking on me again. I thought we'd go back into the archives. We did this last week and brought you a programme called Kelly's Eye, which proved very successful and popular with you. So I thought we'd bring you another one. We must have enough archive recording on tape to stretch from here to Liverpool and possibly back. Here's a Kelly's Eye. I loved this series. I just thought it was really, really interesting. We should do these again. Recorded in September of 1992, featuring historian Peter Kelly and Manx Radio broadcaster David Collister, talking about a shipwreck which many people may have forgotten about. The quality on this one isn't fantastic. It's what we call overmodulated, but it's doable, and I hope you enjoy it.
Peter, it's a bit windy here, but what are we looking at today? What's Kelly's Eye looking at?
Well, we're looking out to sea. The tide is out. We're over Portjack end of Douglas Bay. We're in fact down beneath Seacliff Road. Don't suppose many people will know where Seacliff Road is. It's the road that used to link around White City when it was here, the amusement park. We've come down the cliffs. We're down on the beach line. We're sheltering behind a rock, actually. But just looking out to sea, I'm looking at some seaweed.
Yeah, you're looking at some seaweed. Well, that makes a change.
Well, it does. But if you look carefully, David, just as the tide goes backwards and forwards over, because we're at an extremely low tide, and you've got to be at an extremely low tide to see this. Mm-hmm. But that seaweed there, if you can just see it, is, in fact, the bow of a ship. It's only about a foot high, but you can just see the way the seaweed is forming, or the formation of the seaweed, that in fact those are the ribs of a steel-built, or an iron-built rather, ship, which sank here on the 25th of January 1890.
Really? What was she called?
Well, she was called the Thorn. She was a bark. She was a three-master. Now, here rattling in the wind is a photograph.
Oh, yes.
Quite a substantial boat. She was 841 tons. And what she was doing, in fact, was sheltering in Douglas Bay. But unfortunately, there was another fairly substantial boat sheltering at the time. So she came over to this end, dropped her two anchors, one at either end, to ride out the storm. Now, unfortunately, over the course of a couple of days while she was here, the wind changed and the boat turned and the two anchors got twisted, the two chains.
Yeah.
So they attempted, in fact, to release the anchors. They had quite a traumatic time. They actually used their lifeboat and the thing dropped into the sea and floated away. But fortunately, somebody brought it back for them. Very fortunately, as it happens, because on the 25th of January, she just dragged the anchors, came forward and forward, and ended up on the rocks here beneath what ultimately became White City or Onken Head.
Was there a cargo aboard?
Oh, very much so, and that's almost another story. But when she foundered, the rocket brigade and the lifeboat were sent out, and the rocket brigade came with a handcart along what is now Douglas Promenade, up Summer Hill, into Strathallan Road. And when they get to the end of Strathallan Road, it was just fields then. Of course, Onken Park didn't exist. Mm. Over the stile there, round to Portjack. The glen wasn't there in 1890, another 2 years before that happened. So that was just a ravine with a marshy bottom. They had to drop down into that, up the other side and round. Because, of course, King Edward Road and railway track, not even thought of, let alone built. Mm. And they shot rockets onto the ship with the breeches buoy, only to discover that by the time all that had happened, the whole crew had come ashore in the boat. Yeah. And managed to come to safety. Well, the ship began to break up very quickly, and a lot of the cargo was whiskey.
Whiskey galore.
Whiskey galore, precisely. It floated into Douglas, and it caused quite a riot, because people were nipping in and out of the customs men, getting the whiskey, drinking it, and the newspaper accounts of the time tell you of people falling over drunk, being sick in the gutters, and all sorts of things. But they really went to town on this whiskey. What is remarkable is that, in fact, there are very few photographs. There's only two that I'm aware of the wreck, yet one would have thought such a large ship as this stuck at the end of the bay on the rocks would have been a photographer's paradise.
Yes.
Perhaps it was, and people have thrown them out because nobody wrote on the back of the photograph what it was. But anyway, you've got to come down at virtually a minus tide or a zero tide. You have to get one of those little almanacs to work that one out, and you can just see the ribs. In fact, at a minus tide, given the true conditions, it would be possible to actually walk out on the ribs themselves.
No chance of finding a barrel of whiskey there, though.
Well, you can look.
Okay, so you're round.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.